release of base today. Just going back to the Gemara's question that we spoke about on Yom Rishon. Vein le Rabbanon uvein le Reb Yehuda lelfu mipesach shar ha-chatzer. Kiveger is bothered by Akashi here. Lo yadati lefarish ma kushi al Reb Yehuda ma nuchal lilma mipesach ha-chatzer yoyser ma'alim and ma'ulam. In other words, the Gemara seems to be asking Akasha, Bein L'Rabbanan, Bein L'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda learns the dimensions of the Pesach, what's a legal Pesach, from the Ulam. The Ulam Taka had a width of 20. That's what I want to learn. I want to learn from the Shara Chotzer that a width is good until 20. So what, what is Shver in Rabbi Yehuda? Kash and Rabbanan is good. Rabbanan held the Heichal as Meduba. The Heichal has a width of 10. But a Libet Rabbi Yehuda who holds the width is 20. What's Shver? And he leaves his Kash of Itzarachin. Now, some of you mentioned, and I don't know, I don't have a good answer, but it's pretty clear, at least the Ritva and Rashba are Mesiachis to the question. They deal with it. And the Ritva says a solution. He says, he explains the kasha libid Rabbi Yehuda. What's shver? He says the makshin held Yehuda yalif goiva meulam v'yalich reichav mehechal. Rabbi Yehuda is maskim. The makshin holds that of course Rabbi Yehuda holds that we learn out the dimensions of the reichav from the hechal. The machlekes or Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda is only in the gaiva. Umishim hochi prachin and stam. That's why we ask the kasha. The vein the Rabbanan, vein the Rabbi Yehuda, adi yalfi reich of mina heichal lelfe mishara chotzer. Instead of learning from the reicha from the heichal, learn from the shara chotzer. So the Ritva addresses it. If you look in the Rashba, I don't have Rashba in front of me, but it's okay. Those of you must have seen the Rashba. More or less says the same thing as the Ritva. Thank you. He's trying to hand you Rashba, but that's okay. He more or less says the same idea. He just adds something. He adds that the Makshin was coming from the Mishnah. Because in the Mishnah, as the Gemara goes on to suggest, the Machlokes, Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda, is only in the Gaiva. Rabbi Yehuda seems to agree with the Reichav. So the Makshin was coming from somewhere. The basic understanding of the Mishnah is that that's what's going on. The Legabi, the Reichav, there is no Machlekes, Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda. Everybody agrees it's 10. Legabi, the Gaiva is the Machlekes. But the Kasha is, in other words, Rabbi Kveger, I have no answer. I asked the Kasha Stam. He should have asked it, you know, should have brought in the fact that the Rashba and Ritva are Matarites at least, and then maybe ask, okay, what's the Lumdus? Why is it so? I don't know if he didn't have the Ritva and Rashba. It's hard to believe. I don't know. As I told some of you, I once was discussing with Ruderman, was once telling me about his Seder Halimut in Slobodka, and he told me that his Seder Halimut in Slobodka was 50 blot a day, second Seder. And I was nispoil. It would come 50 blot a day. And he looked at me and he said, what are you so nispoil? He said, Ricky Vager learned 100 blot a day. And then he told me the Gilyan Ashas was a product of that 100 blot a day Seder. So maybe Rabbi Kveger and then Bekid, that he didn't learn Ritford Rashba in that Seder. I don't know. Hard to believe, because all over Bekiveger, in that Gilyan Ashas, he asked from Shuvas, he asked from all over. He knew everything. So I don't have an answer for that. I don't know. But in any case, Rabbi Kveger leaves it at Tzarechi. But the Ritva and Rashba are B'midat Ma Metarits the Kasha. The question is, what's the beer?
Kveger, she tossed it, couldn't understand it at all.
So mention it. You know, say the Ritva answers this. Okay, what does he mean, Sarachian? You know, he just asks it as a straight kasha. What the world does it mean? Okay. Now, I might point out to all of you, and this is an important point, and we'll have ramifications for the teretz I want to suggest. This kasha is only in Rashi and the Ritva. Because Rashi and the Ritva say the kasha is from the Reicha. Rashi admits that the kasha cannot be from the gaiva, because the gaiva is in shvir. The shar achotzer, even if you say that it had a shorter shar, but the rabbanon are correct in saying 20, they'll learn up from the pesach ahechel. The question is, why can't you learn a wider pesach from the shar achotzer? So, in other words, that kasha is, according to Rashi in Ritzbah, you see the limud from Heichal and the limud is solid. Question is, how do you come to the kasha from the chutz or limud Rabbi Yehuda? According to Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran, their question essentially is, why not learn only from the Shara Chatzar and ignore the limud from Pesach HaHeichal? That's how they learn. How they got there, that's what we spoke about on Yom Rishon. But according to them, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, we've fallen off that original limud from the Pesach HaHeichal. We're now saying, forget that limud, learn only from the Shara Chatzar. That's how the Ran and the Rabbeinu Tam want to learn. According to them, the question is valid Rabbi Yehuda as well. The kash is in Rashi in the Ritzbah that continue, at least at this point in the Gemara, to accept the limud from Pesach HaHeichal. So if that's true, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's fair? Okay. So our question is, what does he mean? Manavshach. If he holds that you learn of the Reich from Pesach HaHeichal, so that's the path of Pesach. So you should learn the Geiber from there also. Why does Rabbi Yehuda tell me, I mean Manavshach, if he learns from Shara Ulam, which is, I think, the bigger question, and we say he learned the Geiber from there, so why doesn't he learn the Reicha from the Ulam also? How does the Ritva and the Rashba assume a split? That he agrees with the Limud of Lagabi, the Reicha from the Heichal, the Holy Machlechel is by the Geiber. If you say by the Geiber, this is called the Pesach from the Ulam, so it's the Geiber, it's the Reicha, is also a Pesach. What do they mean by that split? So I want to suggest Teretz, it'll be Nogeya a little bit more if we get further down the Yomim. The Makshin Ladaiti, I'm saying this, you know, how they understand it. We spoke in the second shiur, I talked a little bit about this. When we define a pirtza, the push-up shot, I think, in pirtza would be, is the broken wall. The machitza is designed to keep people out, like the Taisu says in Sukkot, to memonea ragle b'nei adam. So the piritza means I have a break in my wall that allows penetration of ragle b'nei adam. There's breaks in my wall. A Pesach is not a piritza. A Pesach is a designed entrance way to limit and control the entrance into the place inside. When it becomes a piritza, it means your walls are broken. Ad kedei kach, we suggested that perhaps there is no such thing as a piritza in the Geiba. And in fact, from what I could find, Rashba and Ritva, they don't use that lotion of piritza regarding the Geiba. We found it in the Ran. And in the Ran, we said a different teretz. But Aliba to Rashba and Ritva, there really is no idea of a piritza, legabi the Geiba. I want to suggest as follows. The real limud, we say like looking for the din Pesach, the legal Pesach, which is Pesach versus Pirtza, is always going to be legabi the reicha, aliba to the makshin at least. So we understood that the limud that I got from Heichal was over there. Even Rabbi Yehuda is made of this. The legal Pesach, Ushchate Pesach Ol Mayed, is referring to the Pesach HaHeichal. Even Rabbi Yehuda is Mayed. And so, if I want to know what has a din Pesach and not a din Pirtza, I look at the HaHeichal. And it tells me 10 verses more. What about the Geiba? So I would say, in Ochinami, Legabi the Geiba, there is no legal definition of din Pesach versus Pirtza. What is a Pesach? Does it have a shear? Well, like the Ran says, I would have assumed that if there is going to be some dimension on a Pesach, if we'll assume that a Mavui should have a dimension of some sort, it would be Kedav Deinshi. We would have to come up with our own shear. Chazal would have to determine what is the normal doorway that we find. And that would be normally what I'd say is a Pesach. But there I can say a Chidush. There I can say, look, I would say normally a Pesach. We're now looking now not for a legal Pesach, because the legal Pesach is what I say versus the legal Pirtza. That only exists in the width. But what has a Shein Pesach? What's called a Pesach? What has a Shein Pesach? I would assume Hashem Pesach is how people normally make Pesachim. Oh, Elamai, find Pesukim. Pesukim seem to indicate that there's something else that at least is called the Pesach beyond that shear. So the Rabbanan held that the Shem Pesach is in the Ulam, Shchate Pesach El Moed, Pesach, that's where the Shem Pesach finds itself. Maybe the Rabbanan even hold that the Gabi the Goiva, there is a Din Pirtzah. I'm not getting involved with that, but I'm going to Rabbi Yehuda now. Rabbi Yehuda is saying that it's not Mistara that the Ulam wasn't a Pesach. The Ulam was a contained area, it was a Beis Shar. The entrance into it must have had at least a Shem Pesach. It's a doorway, it's an entrance, a built entrance into my Beis Shar. Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, at least I see that a Shem Pesach is more than Kedav Deinshe. What is the shear? Well, at least 40 Tvachim. So in other words, that's the split. I learned from the Heichal what has a Din Pesach, or more importantly, what has a Din Pirtza. And that was 10. I had no halachas from the Heichal based on what's called a Pirtza more than 20, because there are no halachas, because no such thing as a Pirtza. And Lamai Mistaber, though, Mistaber, that here I don't look at what is legally called a Pesach. I look at what has a Shem Pesach. Mistam, I would have said that a Shem Pesach is good to have the inch. I learned from a Pasuk, from Sukim, you see, at least in the Ulam, a Shem Pesach extends further. A Shem Pesach is even until 40. That's the Hezbro and what he's saying. I might add, at this juncture, we'll talk about it a little more later. This is certainly Ledaiti, what the Maskana Sasugi is, if we assume Yehuda is saying Aliba de Rav. When the Gemara says, what is Rabbi Yehuda's Shita? It's a Pischa de Malachim. Gemara be Pischa de Malachim. Rashi says, what means Pischa de Malachim? Stamps Pischa Malachim Gevoyim Harbe. What Rabbi Yehuda is saying is that the Shem Pesach, you're right, I don't need a Din Pesach. I need just a Shem Pesach. The Shem Pesach is how Malachim build their Pesachim. And Malachim apparently build their doorways. I can show you some pictures. They're pretty high. Some of them are pretty impressive. Malachim build their doorways and very high to show the grandeur of their Malchus. So Rabbi Yehuda was saying, I don't need the legal Din Pesach. What I just need is what has a Shem Pesach. That I saw from the Malachim. The Makshin, I don't know why. I don't know what this Machlekes is. Does he disagree with the Stvara that Stam Pischa Malachim Gevoyin Arbe? I don't know. But the Makshin understood that the Stam, the Shem Pesach, is that defined Pesach we find by Ulam. Without that Chiddush from Ulam, I would have assumed it's a Pesach Kedav Deinshin. Rabbi Yehuda the Maskana is saying that even unusual cases, malachim, what kings build, can define astam pesach, astam shem pesach, and say that it's even higher. Okay. I've come. Everybody heard? No blank stares, no responses. I got to say a piece like that, got nobody fighting. That's pretty good. That's good. All right. Okay. You're either not listening or I'm saying good. Okay. Good. Next. So the Gemara goes on.
The kasha of the
Rishah
is only on the second
Mishnah. What do you mean?
The
kasha of the Gilead Rishah is on the kasha of the Gemara.
Right.
Why is it Shver, Leave it or Behuda?
The kasha, Leave it or Behuda is only on the second Mishnah. Of the
It's on the. I think we're falling off completely, both the Shinus. I'm not sure the Makshin is even going with that. I mean, if he's going with that, he's going with the second Mishnah. You're right. In other words, we are focused that the essential Pesach that's Meduber and the Torah is the Pesach HaHeichal. This is just a new approach. We're not including in the Din Pesach the Gaiva. That's something that's related to the Shem Pesach. And that I saw in Ulam. Okay. Mara goes on. Mara asks, Vatnan Varochem Eser Amo Yisimayit V'lei Polig Rabbi Yehuda Amar Abai Polig B'Braisa. So Tosfos says, "Amar Abai Palig Bebraisa." Rabbi Yehuda, we found a brayso. Rabbi Yehuda does argue, and he sets the shear taka at 10. I'm sorry, sets it at 20. We found the brayso where he does argue with him with the Mishnah. The Rabbanan of the Mishnah say 10. Rabbi Yehuda actually says 20. Frektaisus with caution. Dele kamon amar dele machshir Rabbi Yehuda ela ad yud gimel amo shlish. Says we have later a gemara mafurish and daf yud. It says that Rabbi Yehuda says that the shear pesach is 13 and third amas. So how can you say over here that Rabbi Yehuda is machshir till 20? It's not true. The Mishnah and Daf Yud seems to say that the halacha is 13 and a third. The Gemara learns 13 and a third as a kal v'chomer from Pasi Biros. The Gemara says the shear of Pasi Biros, everyone knows what Pasi Biros are? These are Dumdin, corner walls. They have four corner walls. The shear between them cannot be more than 13 and a third. We learn a kal v'chomer. If Pasi Biros can be that, then Mistama, all Psachim cannot be more than 13 and a third. So Tosfos is asking, how can you say it's kosher till 20? It's not. It's only till 13 and a third. Tosfos Yishonim, we are told on the side that there is a Tosfos Yishonim that has a Haggah. V'yishleimar dehosam chumra ba'alma diyalif mipasibiros. It's a chumra ba'alma, says Tosfos Yishonim. We learn there, it's a chumra ba'alma that learn pasibiros. As if to say that in Ochinami, Mikra Adin, it could have been 20. Chumra ba'alma that Rabbi Yehuda says to be makpid on 13 and a third. What's going on? Tosfos leaves the kasha of Tzarechian. Tosfos Yishonim is saying, well, it's not so shver. It's a chumra ba'alma. So I want to share with you Tosfos and Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Mishnah here says that you can build arba d'yumdin and voila, you have a chotzer. You have a rishus, I'm sorry, you have four walls. The hodam le'el hachi agmer rechmada le'maisha le'tifreitz ruba. Fektaisus akasha. We learn in the Gemara, we'll see Mi'etz Hashem, hopefully we'll get there at some point. We learn that the shear of mechitzas has to be that the there's an equality between the amount of closed space called oimed versus the amount of open space, which is called parts. Pasi biros are just small diyumdin and amo length with open space in between. It seems to violate the whole concept of the rule of parts koimed. So Taisa says, that's hainu hecha delika sham dalad mechitzais. That rule is only true if there aren't four walls. Ki hacha. Dehoyel ve'ika b'chol tzad amo mikan v'ame mikan chashiv pesach. Taisa says, when you create this situation, this matzah of four diyumdin, the space between the pasibiros becomes a pesach. So I have four psachim to my rishus, therefore it's considered enclosed and it's kosher. The Rambam, says otherwise. Look at the Rambam. Be'er she'osel ha'shmoyne pasim arba zaviyos. This seems to be the way the Pasi Biros was done. It was needed for a well out in the middle of nowhere. You created these four, eight pasim, making corners, ma'arba zaviyos, dvukin b'chol zavis, zot the Rambam harei elu kimechitza. Ram tells me a chidush. That it has a din mechitza, v'afol pi shehaparetz meruba ala oimeid, b'chol ruach v'ruach. Even though taka paretz is meruba ala oimeid, says the Rabbi, since it's enclosed on all four sides, it is kosher. Now, what the Rambam, the get of the Rambam is, and all of that, we'll leave for the sugya there. But you see one important machlekes here. Taisus understands the get of Pasi Baros is Begeder Pesach. You've created Psachim. It's a Tzuras Pesach. The Rambam is saying something else. The Dyumdin suffice to create Mechitzos. What the concept is, the Rambam goes on to explain. But I've created a Mechitza. I think that that would directly affect our Machlokes here. Tosfos is asking, how can Rabbi Yehuda be Machshir 20? Possibly Rose, you see 13 and a third. Tosfos is asking Lishitos. Tosfos is asking, you see, from Possibly Rose, the Shir is only 13 and a third, it's not 20. So how can you say Rabbi Yehuda is Machshir until 20? Tosfos is showing him saying something else. You know what? You're right. That Shir in Possibly Rose, that's really a Shir of Mechitza. We learn up from there a Chumra Ba'alma. What the reason is, maybe Otu Mechitzos, but we learn up from there that you can't make a Tzuras Pesach more than 13 and a third. A Chumra, Hagam, over there we're talking about Mechitzos, but we learn up from there that just like by Mechitzos you can't do that, we learn a Chumra that even Psachim shouldn't be more than 13 and a third. It's a Chumra. It's not a Gzera Derabanan. Otu, they didn't possibly be else. Maybe it's mutual. Okay. Next. Tosfos here says, Elamata leiti hani leit suras apesach. Ava leiti hani leit losis leiparich. Dipshita. Hoel viis leit losis vein ninalois. So Tosfos asks, it couldn't ask Leitihani Leidlosos because it's true that it does work. Because if you close the doors and they're locked, it's obviously Mechitza Ba'alma. Question, gentlemen. The Mishnah tells me the Kash of the Gemara, Elamat Leitihani Leitzuras Pesach. I understand that question. Don't I understand that question? We are asking that we know from our Mishnah that a Tzuras Pesach can extend and make wider your Rechav of 10. If you have Tzuras Pesach, you can make it wider. So the Gemara's Kasha is, leave it to Tosfos, leave it to the Ran, leave it to anybody. The Gemara's Kasha is that I'll prove to you that Tzuras Pesach doesn't make things wider. Varaya the Hechel had a Tzuras Pesach and is limited to its width. So I have a raya for the din of Tzuras Pesach. I know the halacha Tzuras Pesach is broadens, widens your Pesach. But I also know that from the Heichel, you see, you can't do it. So it's right for a question. You have a raya that Tzuras Pesach is, would ought to broaden, ought to allow me to broaden the width of the Pesach. And I see from the Heichel I did. So from there I ask a question. You see from the Heichel, it's not true. Leitihani Tzuras Pesach to widen. If it can widen, you should have made the width of the Heichel wider. But where did I ever see that Dlosos allow me to widen a Pesach? What does Tosfos want? Aval Leitihani Leidlosos Leiparich. And why should it ask? You ask if you have a raya that Dlosos allow you to widen a Pesach. Elamai. Why would I think it should be true? Why would I assume that's his answer? I want to
no,
know.
No, but we see from his answer the whole hanochos.
So one second. So the question doesn't start. It's Mashri has a kash and then he has an answer. Well, we'll see. The answer is very schwer in a moment. I'll get to it. But I want to know what the question was. So I think you're saying that the answer. You're saying the answer was what was the question to begin with, though? It's actually there was a half-minute for a question. Why was there a question? You tell me the answer is because halachically it has to be true. Granted. What was the question? You had to have shown me that you know the halach of losses beforehand. You saw it somewhere, and then you're telling me, look, it's not true. You see in the Heichel it isn't true.
Don't you see the halach is partial?
I think that's his answer. What was the question?
From there, that how Tosfos wanted the question to be phrased.
Yeah.
Tosfos meant to be asking it as a steamer, like the other questions are, and in fact, you need to have a lot before it. the thesis could have meant it as maybe that shouldn't work. You don't never found the marker for it to work, and we swear I have a reason for it not to work. It's just horrible. And here, this, you can't do it because.
I think what it looks like in this Tosfos, what it looks like in this Tosfos, Tosfos argues with the other Shem. I don't know if you had a chance to see the Rashba and Ritva on how the Rashba and Ritva approach the questions of the Gemara. The Gemara only asks from Ofana Halachas. Tosfos looks like the Gemara ought to have asked all the permutations. So Tosfos has a few permutations that he wants the Gemara to go through. He wants, let's annihilate Delosis, the Gemara didn't ask that. He wants the Boritzus of Pesach, which the Gemara didn't ask. He wants to understand why the permutations are not all expressed in the Gemara. And he seems to have understood that Tihani Delitosis is something that should have been asked. Why should it have been asked? I'll tell you why I think it should have been asked. We talked about it before. I think he's understanding that Zlosis is like Gara Mitzuras of Pesach. The fact that I have doors is a sign of Pesach. Pesach ought to allow me, Tzuras of Pesach ought to allow me to widen the Reichen. Tosfos says, that's where Tosfos is coming from. What's Tosfos' answer? You can't ask that. Says Tosfos, because since you can close the doors, it's obvious that you can widen your Pesach with closed doors. So you can't ask that question. Because lemi bayami did Pesach, it can't be worse than mechitza. In mechitza, you can certainly turn it into a mechitza. If you can turn it into mechitza, you can have mechitzas that are
endless.
So the question, he's saying, midin Pesach, it's a fair question. Midin mechitza, it couldn't be asked, therefore the Gemara couldn't ask it. Now I'll ask you a question. Tosfos' answer is so good that we're back to square one. Because the din is, we're going to learn a Gemara later in Daf Vavamid Beis, that when you have doors that are closed at night, they're open during the day, but they're closed at night, they have a din mechitza, they have a din kilu, they're ninalois. And then they're closed. Hadra kush leduchta, so then if the doors have a din like they're closed, then why can't I widen my heichel? I don't know, ad infinitum. Why are they wider than 10? That Tosfos doesn't answer. This is a plea at Suma to me. Did anybody have this? Anybody want? I know you guys know the Allah. This is a pella to me. I didn't find anybody asking it. If you guys found it, I accept. I didn't see it. I don't have access. I don't have that many acronym on this. But I was misspoke on this question, huh?
It could be. There's no pirzah there because it has a din mechitza. But in Pesach, it's not. Something that's $100 wide, even with doors, a Pesach, this isn't. A pirzah, it isn't.
I'm asking, it has a din mechitza.
But the heichel needed a Pesach.
Huh?
The heichel needed a Pesach.
Oh. What are you saying? Yeah, keep going.
So maybe doors won't be defined as a piritza because I've marked them.
What do you mean by the Pesach? The heichel needed a Pesach. What do you mean by that?
We needed a Pesach heichel. The shochet Pesach oil moed. You need a Pesach. You need an entrance for
our
doors. Doors with a mechitza there that wouldn't have helped me if I would have built a straight wall. I could have also done that and kept it closed. That wouldn't have been the point.
So I would say more. I would be moisy. I'm agreeing with you, and I'm going to go further. In other words, the not only does it need to have a Pesach, it needs to have an open Pesach. The glosses have to be open.
But that we see that even when the doors are open, there's no shifirza.
Wait, you're not hearing my part. That's the point is that the doors have to be open. You can't build the heichel al pi asmach that they have a din like they're closed. Because the whole din of the Pesach had to be like it was open. It's a steer to the whole din of the Pesach. So Tosfos' answer is very interesting. Tosfos is saying, you can't ask this question. But by the way, you should know it's not really the answer. I can't expand my Heichel because it has to be an open Pesach. But you can't ask me, well, why can't Lotihani Dlosses? Because it wouldn't be true. The Dlosses would allow me, theoretically, to broaden my Pesach. It's a fascinating question. Tosfos is saying you can't ask the question. But the answer is that you can't broaden it further because you have to have a Pesach. So whatever we mean, the Dlosses are Mishum Tznius, whatever those answers, he's going to say Tzuris Pesach Mishum Noi, whatever that answer is going to have to be used to explain the Heichel also. But the bottom line is that we couldn't ask the question having given his teretz, we have to think again further and understand where he was coming from with his whole point. Do you follow what I'm saying?
How does he actually answer his own question?
The answer to his own question is you couldn't ask the question. The question would not have been appropriate because the mice is, B'Shem Zos, you could widen it. And he leaves for you to understand that nonetheless, it couldn't be that way. And the reason is because of what we said.
In this
specific
case.
Not B'Shem Zos. You need to. You can't build the Pesach of the Heichal al smach that they have a din closed, because by definition they have to have a din open.
So in this,
it's the spirit of the whole mahus of the Pesach of the Heichal.
But it just happens to be in this specific case of the Heichal.
No, but if they would be open, they're pirzah.
No, it's not a pirzah because it has a din of a mechitza, but the mechitza is closed. And
it's not. It's
nishkan
Pesach. It's still nishkan Pesach.
That's right. Okay, I'm going to...
But in theory, we could have wide din.
In theory, you could have.
It just happens to be the Heichel just lives a steer to its din.
In theory, you could have.
So that wouldn't be enough to learn from.
Well, you're going to have to say that you have to say, like it says, like the Tzuras of Pesach, Taisus, the Gemara, however, Gemara answers that it was Lenoi Bama Taisus goes on to say, by Tzuras of Pesach, by the Dlosses, he said they were Litznius.
If they were only Litznius, then why when they were closed, couldn't you share?
Closed. It was a din that had to be open.
What does it help that the mechitzas were open?
That's the doors were ten.
I hear.
What does it help that the doors were ten? Once they could be locked, what does it help that the doors were ten? It's a mechitza. Less than ten, it's not a mechitza. Why should the doors being smaller change the fact that when they're open, is now a din pesach and not a din mechitza?
Because you're right. And in theory, in terms of the halachas of pesach and pirtz, I think you're right. I think it's just that the Shem Pesach demanded that it be built according to the dimensions. One is a Shem Pesach, not what's kosher
to be behind the most
Pesach. Behind the
Pesach.
It had to have a din Pesach, but it could have also, it was also mechitza.
Behind the Pesach being opened by the Gabi, the Shkitz from Pesach, the Pesach.
I'm going to look, guys. I'm sure somebody has to talk about this. It's like, it has to be in the Achorim somewhere. I'm going to find it. Okay, one last point. I have a few minutes. When the Gemara answers, there's an interesting machlekes rishonim in the maskana of Rabbi Yehuda. When the Gemara says that Elibid Rabbi Yehuda, he says Gomer mipischa de malachim. There's actually machlekes rishonim. The Ritva later, so this is, I think the sheets of the Taser Rush, they learn kipshute. Rabbi Yehuda is telling me a chiddush. Elibid Rav, guess what? The dimensions are being learned from a makor where it says Pesach. That is Pesach de Malachim. And now I'm inserting this idea. It is enough that I'm to learn from a Shem Pesach. We had explained that I need to learn from that which is halachically nechshav, a din Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda is telling me I don't need that. If I can find a Shem Pesach ba'alma somewhere, I find a Shem Pesach ba'alma, that is a source to learn up from there to Mavoy and say, if this has a Shem Pesach, it's kosher. The Rashba has a very interesting pshat. It may have to do a little bit with the cosmetics. Well, that's my term, cosmetics. I mean, in the just how to read the Gemara later, why he had to do it. But it may be something deeper. The Rashba says that's not what Rabbi Yehuda means at all. When Rabbi Yehuda says, Gomar, mipischa de malachim, he doesn't mean midin rab, that it has a din, to give it a din Pesach. He's chaylek on Rav's whole hanacha. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Pesach is midin heker. I'm sorry, the pischa de malachim, the halachas of mavoi, are midin heker, not midin Pesach. What do I see in pischa de malachim? I learn from there that you have heker all the way high in the air. Huh?
Who said there was a heker there?
Says the Rashba, if there wasn't any heker, the malachim wouldn't do it. They obviously think you're going to be looking at their malachim and say, wow. That's because it's
physical. Maybe it has some sort of maybe.
I don't know. He doesn't say that. Wait, let's show you the Rashba. Do you see it? It's the Rashba. I was wondering, my son was making that point also. Apparently not. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of a malter. He doesn't say it. Yeah, maybe he doesn't hold of it. My son had that horror.
Why should I have a din of a malter?
He doesn't say, he adds on, Rashba adds on a bit more than that. He says, because there is such thing as Pesach Lahai, you'll know to look out of it when you pass through the
Malter. You haven't been to Buckingham Palace?
No?
Yeah, I can't find it now. One second. Where
is there anything like nice and fancy up there at the top of the
no,
doorway?
Just assume. No,
that's where like isn't that where the queen stands? And they have like whole thing there, and they give their drushes.
You would think that if they're making something 50 hours high, it would
be like
such a major facade. There would be something up
there.
Like
the Vatican.
What?
Okay. The Vatican is on the side. It's just there. It says, no, it's right here. Frank Stu, why isn't it a maltra? Well, by the way, you know, that is certainly Rabbi Huda Shita, right? In other words, that you're going to have to say that even according to Rabbi Holz, it's L'shalta Ba'ena, because people look up.
You look up like this, you can see something 80 stories.
Rabbi Huda seems to hold that people do look up. And I don't know what that hesbrin that is, but there's a
machlekes.
You have to be able to see it, or it draws your attention there. Yeah, whatever it is, Rabbi Huda has no shizan. I don't think that's Rabbah. According to Rabbah, machlekes Rabbanan Yehuda is goof for that, whether or not you're shalta b'ena.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, we'll get there.
Some kind of get. So, in any case, it needs a little more definition. I think it's halach, it's not so messiahistic. But the yesoid here is that is how Rabbi Huda is learning. Okay, I'm going to stop here. Gentlemen, Gimel Men Aleph. I don't know if you're there yet. Are you there yet?
Yes.
Okay, we gotta move a little bit, okay? How about you guys? Gimel Men Aleph. Gimel Men Aleph. Okay, let's get moving. Let's get moving. You guys are there.
You still come out today.
I mean, these guys are in Kleischer. We gotta slow you down somehow. We gotta rein you in a little bit. All right. Okay.